All today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Denmark.
And Samantha Minima. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. You bring up what you want. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's go to Kurt in Michigan on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Kurt.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I believe I owe you an apology.
Why is that?
I called last night, and I didn't quite get out what I wanted to say, because I don't believe an apology is just, I'm sorry. I think it should be a little more than that.
Hmm.
And just to make sure I touched on all the points I wanted to touch on, I wrote a little something out for myself. It's only about a minute and a half long, and I hope you indulge me on this.
Okay, we'll see as it goes along how worthy of... Yeah, well, what do you got?
Well, I believe I owe an apology. I am a gold-level amplifier, becoming so from the silver level after hearing your show dedicated to the law enforcement forum.
Mm-hmm.
Both times I've sent you funds, I did so with a postal money order, and although that's not the crux of my transgression, I do promise to never send you funds in that fashion again.
Hmm.
When I initially became an amplifier, I emailed to you three funny names from which to choose for your website's amplifier list.
Right.
The one you eventually chose, Dick Fits Right, still occupies that space.
Okay.
I did this in partly to be funny, wondering if anyone would notice, or maybe to get a laugh from you, but now I realize I did so mostly out of cowardice. I was afraid to have my real name published. I now understand that this is an affront to the both of you who bravely get on the air 18 hours a week.
That's
with no
silly.
Cover whatsoever,
no,
hiding neither your faces nor your identities.
It's not an affront. Not everybody's ready to reveal who they are. There are certain times at which being anonymous is entirely appropriate. I wouldn't necessarily call it cowardice. I would just simply say you weren't ready for that.
Well, I'm ashamed, and I formally request that you change my amplifier name from that name to my real name that I have emailed to you.
Okay, great.
I have the utmost respect for what you do all week long, and I'm proud to be counted among both your listeners and your amplifiers. Please forgive me and allow me to stand with you shoulder to shoulder with my name proudly displayed to fight against this enemy called tyranny.
Wow. Well, thank you, Kurt. I appreciate that. And I'm a few days behind on processing amplifiers, but I promise I will get to that probably by the end of this week.
You know, I hadn't thought about it before, giving the fake name. It's sort of set up so you can be anonymous, and
well,
some people
the
like
default,
that.
Well, just to explain, Kurt's an amplifier. Means he's sending X amount of dollars. I think you said you're gold now, Kurt. He's sending 10. We only ask for 3. He's sending $10 a month to the show, and by default, you don't get recognized. By default, you are an anonymous amplifier. I always ask people when they sign up, I ask them, well, you know, do you want to be revealed? Do you want to be shown on our list of amplifiers? And if so, you can actually use a pseudonym, as Kurt had originally chosen to do, or you can just say no and leave yourself off of it. Or if you don't say anything, you won't be put up. So by default, it's an anonymous program. But luckily, thankfully, several hundred of our amplifiers have gone ahead and revealed who they are. Some with just first names, some with their full name. And there's certainly no requirement. It was not an affront, Kurt. I don't feel bad about it at all. I totally respect anonymity, and I totally respect privacy, and I understand why people would be paranoid about being on a list like that. Because some people are really concerned with what the government's going to do. Some people, and it may be a legitimate concern. Some people may be afraid that the government will audit our AMP list and send the IRS after those people. Who knows?
Well, you know, my paperwork's all in order. They can send them after me if they want. But the fact of the matter is, the fewer of us who are afraid, the more they'll have to go after, the more power we all have. I'm going to stop being afraid. I'm going to spread the message to my friends and family. Even if their eyes glaze over, and I'm going to keep amping like crazy.
Just drip on them. Don't.
Kurt, thank you for the call, and consider taking the next step, and that is moving to New Hampshire and joining the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Well, until I can get my wife to agree to that, I'm going to keep spreading the news.
Thanks, Kurt. Take it easy. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll free line for you. Yeah, that's not an affront to me. I totally understand.
It's not to me either, but I understand where he's coming from, and, you know, he's moved into a different phase for himself, and I think he's doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's a time for that. There was a time in my life where I was focused on different things, and I didn't have this show, and things were different, and I needed to be more anonymous. Down in Florida, I was essentially running below the radar. Down in Florida, I wouldn't have done some of the drastic things that I've done up here in New Hampshire, simply because I didn't want to stick my head out too far. I didn't want to get caught up in something down there and have that detract from my ability to move up to New Hampshire even sooner. When I say something, I don't know what, maybe taking part in a protest or something and getting arrested. I mean, who knows what can happen?
Mm-hmm.
The more you stick your head out, the more likely some government bureaucrat will take notice and decide to instigate action against you. So yeah. I totally understand the paranoia.
There's definitely a place for a vendetta mask.
Sure.
For wearing that.
There's nothing wrong with being anonymous. And you can still be anonymous and help out, which is why we created that as an option. You can still be anonymous in other areas of activism and help out. Like you say, Wayne, if you want to go to a roadside protest but you don't want to be identified, wear a mask. It'll actually get you more attention as far as people will wonder, who's that in the mask? You know? So maybe it's not such a good idea from that aspect. But there are definitely ways to help out. There are people who are on our side who are essentially what they call moles. Who essentially they work inside government bureaucracies or agencies that or businesses that work closely with government to monkey wrench from the inside to sort of screw things up whenever they get the chance. Whenever they can do it without getting caught, they'll screw something up. There are people and those people need their anonymity. For those people, anonymity is critical. So it totally depends on your circumstances. But, you know, when you're ready to stand up and you're ready to be counted amongst the freedom lovers, the liberty lovers, the freedom fighters, then I absolutely support that action as well. And
we need whistleblowers, too.
Sure. Absolutely.
But you need to be anonymous to get to the point where you see something.
Precisely. So there's a certain time when flying under the radar is the best thing that you can possibly do. Look at your end goals. Look at where you want to go, and then figure out how to get there. If being loud and obnoxious and in your face and an agitator is the way to do it, then shift your gears and go that direction. If it's not quite time to become an agitator, or you're not somebody who thinks you should be an agitator, I would qualify as an agitator. I'm somebody who is...
Because of the show, or when you go out and protest?
Because of the show. Well, the protests are a factor as well. But any time you're seen, any time you're getting in the face of bureaucracy, any time you are essentially... agitating, as Claire Wolf puts it, agitating for liberty. You're an agitator. If you're behind the scenes, then you're a mole. There's also the ghost as well, which is another one of her categories.
Now, what about Dave Ridley? He goes and
He's an agitator.
He's gone to public offices, but he smiles the whole time. He holds a sign. He's kind. He leaves when he's asked to.
You don't have to be a jerk to be an agitator.
I see.
Right.
Just trying to clear it up.
Oh, which reminds me, since we're talking about. Being a jerk and that sort of thing, I actually got some, I don't know if it's total hate mail, but somebody doesn't like my attitude.
Well, that's no surprise.
It's from Roger. He says, guys, Ian, actually, I've stopped listening regularly to your show for several reasons. The first and foremost is your superior and arrogant attitude.
Is it towards 911 conspirators?
Oh, you got this too?
No, I can just tell you, because you are superior and arrogant towards 911 conspirators.
That's an excellent guess, because that's where he goes next. What I'm talking about is you're so set in your beliefs that no other option or opinion is open to discussion. Anyone who disagrees with you is obviously just lacking in brains or is a nut. Case in point is your stand on the 911 issues. Open your eyes, says Roger. It was a total inside job. Just the most cursory look into Building 7 is enough to convince any thinking individual. Well... maybe Roger gets so heated and upset when he hears us talking about this. And by the way, we don't bring 9/11 up on the show to attack it. We don't do that. We respond when one of the conspiracy people calls in to try to convert us or whatever it is they're trying to do.
In this case, email.
Promote their ideas. So we don't ever bring it up. But when it comes up, we'll address it. As I will, while I will readdress it here, maybe Roger can listen very carefully to this, because I'm going to try to make it as crystal clear as I possibly can. Oh, but he also has other objections as well. We'll get to those. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll free line for you. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Because that's how a show run by an arrogant jerk is run, apparently. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. And do enjoy those. They're on us. And that does include the updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Once again, updates.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections. early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Safehold's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. Safehold CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We're getting into a little bit of hate mail here, Mark, and as you know, if you've been listening to the show for at least a little while, whenever hate mail comes in, it tends to get a little bit of priority. So Roger has emailed in, and it's not total hate mail because he ends it with a compliment, which is nice and everything, but usually if you want somebody to take your critique seriously, just a quick tip for anybody who's looking into management or communications or wants to communicate with people better. Always a good idea to compliment before critique.
Yeah, the first thing you do is compliment before critique, but it makes people like me cringe when I get a compliment.
What do you mean?
Well, because here's the compliment. Now, what
you know
comes
something's
next?
Coming?
Yeah, it's just, I don't like to get compliments from bosses for that very reason.
Well, it's not just bosses. It's just communicating with people in general. If you've got something that someone you need to have words with, do your best to give that person a compliment first. Tell them what they're doing right. Hopefully there's something. Tell them what they're doing right. And, you know, if they're really somebody that screws up all the time, it may be difficult for you to figure out what it is they're doing right. But take the effort, put the effort in to figure out something you can compliment that person.
Yeah, I don't do it that way. I've managed sales teams in the past, and what I do is I generally say, look, this isn't bash Ian Day or anything like that. I've just got a little bit of critique. I recognize that you're an incredibly talented talk show host, and I'm not trying to diminish that. What I'm trying to say is, you know, you've got a big mouth, and sometimes it irritates people. Right.
The talented talk show.
But do you understand how I said it? Like, I'm saying, look, this isn't about you or anything like that. I do it a little different.
That's a lie, though. It is about me. You just made it about me. Don't lie to me. Don't insult my intelligence.
It's soft, and it's nice, and it works.
Right. He's blaming it on other people.
1-800-259-9231. Your calls about anything.
Who am I blaming?
Anyway, let me continue Roger's email here. I'm not critiquing how Roger wrote his email. Whatever. I expect all sorts of different types of emails. It doesn't offend me. It's just an email. But nonetheless, he says that I'm arrogant. He says I act superior and arrogant. He says anyone who disagrees with you is obviously lacking in brains or is a nut. Case in point is your stand on the 9/11 issues. Open your eyes. It was a total inside job. Just the most cursory look into Building 7 is enough to convince any thinking individual. Apparently, he listened to last night's show, because this email came in today, and last night we had a couple guys call in about the conspiracy thing, and once again, we addressed the issue, as we always do, and I try to make it as clear as possible. Look, Roger, I've looked at your evidence. It's not that I'm closed-minded, or superior, or arrogant. I've looked at it. I've seen the videos. I've seen the same stuff that you have.
I've seen some stuff, and I'm just not interested.
I've also seen the rebuttals, and I've read through those. And this is all stuff that now, looking back, I wish I had my hours back. I wish I had my time back. I wish I'd have put in a video game and played, you know, beaten Dracula in Castlevania instead of watching all of these conspiracy videos. Because, and the reason I say that, is because it's completely irrelevant to me whether or not the government was behind 9/11. I don't care if the irrefutable evidence comes
right
out.
If you listen to the show, we already think the government's evil. You don't have to convince us.
Right. So, everything they do.
You know, but we also think they're incompetent. So the 9/11
thing, just an opinion. I mean, that's just
right.
The fact.
The 9/11 thing doesn't fit into our paradigm because we don't believe that the government could successfully pull it off.
Well, they get a few things right, guys. But the important point here is we have to focus on things we're for. That's what strengthens us. Mm-hmm. When we focus on evil, we focus about things we're against, that weakens us. So, yeah, you have to identify problems here and there, but you really have to focus on what we're for, which is liberty, which is voluntary cooperation. Those are the things that will make us stronger and successful.
Absolutely. And when it comes to focusing on liberty and voluntary cooperation and freedom and the path towards those ends, debating minutia over what happened with an alleged terrorist attack doesn't fit into that spectrum. It doesn't affect my worldview. It doesn't affect where I'm going with this show. And I'm tired of all of the conspiracy people trying to call in. And what if they're? I feel like they're trying to recruit me. I feel like they're really bothered by the fact that we're on this this Genesis Communications network with all these other conspiracy shows, and we're not in the club. You know, we're not doing conspiracy talk 3 hours a night, 6 nights a week. They're really bothered by that, and so they want to call in and keep presenting the same old tired evidence over and over again in the hopes that at some point I'll break down and say, yes, finally I've seen the light! Finally, thank you for showing me the same video clips over and over again. Finally, I've been convinced to believe that the government was indeed behind 9/11. And now we're changing the focus of this show from attaining liberty and taking your phone calls about anything to only talking 9/11 talk all the time. Is that what you want? Because you're never going to get it. And the fact that I'm telling you that you're never going to get it, which is what I said last night, I think that might be what's making Roger say, well, you're closed-minded. You don't want to look at the evidence. You think we're lacking brains or we're nuts. And look, I don't care. Some of the conspiracy people that live around here are friends of mine. Caleb is a Free Talk Live amplifier. You'll see his name on the amp list. He is a true believer when it comes to 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, he doesn't really let it get in the way of his activism. Luckily, right. Caleb gets out there and he actually does things that don't all have to do with 9/11 conspiracy theories. If all he was about was 9/11 conspiracies all the time, I wouldn't want to hang around him.
Why would we want to be like all the other shows?
You know, Caleb's also a good Christian, and to me, it's kind of like the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witnesses. And I don't mean to pick on those two religions, but they do come to your door.
Yeah.
You know, if you. Now, obviously, we ask people to call in about anything they want to call about.
Because I'm arrogant and I want to control the entire show. I mean, that's just another
argument
against that.
How come the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses don't do this? I mean, to me, the 9/11 truthers are the most tenacious of people that I have to deal with.
A lot of proselytizing.
I mean, if the 9/11 truthers, if you had a welcome mat out in front of your door and it was nothing but Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on your door all day long... And not to say that's what happens, but, you know, you get that impression. That's how you would feel at some point or another, like, look, I don't believe in your Jehovah's Witness stuff. No, I don't.
Take me off your list.
Well,
please take me off the 9/11
conspiracy list. But we invite people to call in, so...
Oh, that's fine. They're still free to call in, but they're going to get jumped on when they do.
Right. Guys, you know, I've seen the evidence, too, and I have my beliefs about it, but I don't think it's productive to focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
No, and it would definitely be, and again, even if tomorrow incontrovertible proof was released, and I had to admit, you know what, okay, yes, so-and-so was behind this, here's the incontrovertible proof, it wouldn't do anything to change the format of this radio show. And I would still blow the callers off, like, look, I don't want to talk about this.
So what's his other critique?
Well, his other critique is that I'm an atheist. He says also, there's a little more. He says also, your atheistic stance is directly out of the Communist Manifesto and is deeply disturbing. Whoa, Roger, did the communists create atheism?
Right. I don't think the communists created a belief that God doesn't exist. That's not fair. Ian just doesn't believe that God exists. He's certainly not a communist.
You take control of the airwaves. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1329. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And of course you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save. That's LegalZoom.com. I had one of our listeners email me from over the weekend, one of our indie listeners, heard us mentioning LegalZoom, and they asked me, well, they didn't catch the code. What's the code that I can get the discount with? So I emailed back. It's FTL. And I think that, Mark, if we ever do some sort of like a deal in the future where our listeners can get a discount,
mm-hmm.
we're going to try to get FTL as the code, right?
Oh, yeah. It's always FTL.
So, like, if there's a code that we mention on the air, it's probably going to, there's a 99% chance it's going to be FTL.
Yeah, but that was an indie listener, probably one that doesn't listen to the show from start to finish.
Sure.
Unlike our podcast listeners or, you know, weeknight listeners, it's a weekend listener, and they're the least likely to have gotten that message that you just gave. You know, those people are always going to email in and ask that.
That's true. All right, speaking of emails, we're in the middle of one from Roger. He's concerned that he's concerned that I'm not open-minded enough when it comes to the conspiracy theories. He's also bothered that I'm an atheist. And he's just wrong on all the counts. He's just wrong, wrong, wrong. I'm plenty open-minded. I've looked into it before. It just doesn't matter to me. On the atheism
and,
thing,
you know, a jerk might be a jerk, but you're not going to convince them by confronting them about their jerkiness.
Mm.
You know, just for Roger's sake here, Ian is not going to change his opinion because you wrote in, you know, an email telling him, you're close-minded.
Yeah.
Closed-minded people aren't going to listen to you when you tell them they're closed-minded. They're going to say, no, I'm not. I'm right. I'm not closed-minded.
And I'm not even saying I'm right.
Now,
I'm saying I don't care.
Plenty of people have written in very persuasive emails about 9/11, and we still don't believe it because, well, we just don't believe it. But
I think the rebuttals are much more persuasive than any of the evidence that the 9/11 people have. And again, to me, whatever, it doesn't make a difference to my pro-freedom activism at all.
To me,
and that's why I want to get clear. It's not that I'm not open-minded. I'm plenty open-minded. If I weren't open-minded, how on earth would I have ever come to the position I'm in? If I weren't open-minded, I would have rejected the concepts of freedom and liberty when first proposed by Harry Brown, which, by the way, I want to talk about Harry Brown here in a little
Usually
while.
Usually a closed-minded person is somebody who just doesn't agree with you.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Right. You went to public school, too.
That's true. So he also apparently doesn't agree that I'm an atheist. He says it's directly out of the Communist Manifesto, and it's deeply disturbing. Well, as I pointed out, atheists came before communists. And just because one is an atheist doesn't make one more likely to be a communist. I mean, that's just absurd. And, you know, it's fine if you're disturbed by my atheism, but that's just how I am. But I think belief in God is kind of silly. But if you want to go and believe in a God, then that's your business, and I don't care. And just because you believe in God doesn't mean that I'm going to align you with the ultra-religious right. Just because you have a belief system in some sort of deity doesn't mean necessarily that you want to pass laws and regulate my behavior. I don't know until I talk to you personally and make a value judgment about who you are. And I it's a bit of an insult that you would make a value judgment on me because I'm an atheist must mean I'm a communist or support communism.
I don't have a problem with atheism. I think that there's a problem when atheists try to go change society's fabric as it exists today.
What do you mean by that?
Like, for instance, wanting to take the big one, it seems like, that the right-wingers talk about is atheists want to destroy Christmas, and they want to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, there are people that would like to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance,
mm-hmm.
and they're good.
Back out of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Back out of it. And so in that case, they're just fighting against the Christians that changed the fabric of society back in the 1950s by adding it in. Of course, I'm against the Pledge of Allegiance entirely, so it's a non-issue for me.
Yeah, that was done in the 50s out of fear of communism, which was atheist.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah, but there was a big communist fear in the 50s. The McCarthy hearings.
Oh, sure.
We were hearing about all that. Well, they put it in there to, I guess, reassure the American people that we weren't going to become communist country.
He says, Roger says, I'm no fan of any organized religion, but to deny God is the height of arrogance.
Okay,
well,
whatever.
Yeah, that's your opinion, Roger.
Right. I mean, I believe in God. Yeah, I don't think that I think that Ian is mistaken in his atheism, but that's all. He doesn't foist it upon people.
That's
he
right.
will talk about it any chance he gets. But yeah.
I'll talk about it if it's brought up. If someone asks me a question, I'm not going to lie and say I'm a Christian because I'm not.
Right.
And I'm not an in-your-face atheist, as in that I don't go and man tables trying to recruit other atheists. I don't
no,
go around knocking
spend,
on other doors.
Certainly, you believe in liberty far more than you believe in atheism.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't care if other people are atheists or not. I'm not trying to save people from their Christianity.
That's why we love them.
Right. Or their Hinduism, or their, and that's not even a religion, their Islamism, or whatever it is they're into.
Buddhism.
I don't care. As long as you aren't hurting me. And how you can call that arrogance, I don't know. It seems to be a logical conclusion. He says, where exactly is it you think the universe and all of us came from? Once again, I've answered this before, and maybe it's because you haven't been listening, Roger, but I don't care. It's not even relevant or close to relevant to me where the universe came from. There's all kinds of competing theories there. Some people believe there's a Big Bang. Some people believe God's up there on his little computer creating things. There are other theories
as well.
Yeah,
some people think God came from outer space.
Some people think aliens are gods.
Yeah, and sure. We're descendants of aliens. That's where we came from.
So again, do I care how the universe came to be? No, I don't. I don't have to have an explanation. And that might bother you, because Roger's the kind of person who needs an explanation for everything. He needs an explanation for how the 9/11 attacks happened. He needs an explanation for how the world was created. He won't feel good in his life unless he has those explanations. And you know what? That's your business, Roger.
I wonder if he favors a smoking ban, because it seems like it's not okay with him that you're atheist. What business is that of his?
Now, you know, religion is essentially a story you've created in order to explain the universe and things around you. And if...
Usually created by other people, but I see.
Right. It's a created story to explain the universe. And if you don't believe that, and you're a Christian, for instance, think about the Mohammedanians. Think about the Hindus. Think about the Buddhists. All those people created some fake story, as far as you're concerned. A Christian is concerned. Mm. It's a fake story in order to explain the universe and how things are.
My story is real.
Right.
Yeah. He also says, how can you deny we're all connected through a higher power? Well, I can. Because I can. Because I can reason and think, and that's the conclusion that I've drawn. You've drawn a different conclusion. Great. He says, all this is very troubling to me, as is your harping on legalizing drugs and how wonderful they are. Whoa! No, I've never said that drugs in general are wonderful.
Oh, yeah, you have.
No, that's not true.
And sure you have. You've said things like...
I've said crack cocaine's very dangerous, heroin very dangerous,
I've heard you say things like LSD could expand your mind, MDMA, you know, basically, you talk about pot being
harmless. Steve Jobs from Apple counts doing LSD as one of the most formative, important experiences of his life. So I'm not gonna candy coat stuff. I'm not gonna lie to people about what people have actually said about these drugs.
But what he said is that they're so great, and you're saying no, you haven't said that, and I disagree. I think you have.
I have not said that drugs are great.
From what I've heard, Ian has spoke favorably about some drugs, and unfavorably, I'm sorry, about others.
What I have spoken about is that is the truth, at least being more honest in regards to drug usage. Mm-hmm. I've talked about harm reduction. I've talked about the reality is that kids and young people and people of all ages are going to use drugs, so therefore they need to be as safe as possible as they can possibly be by going and doing real research at websites like Arrowhead.org and trying to understand what it is they're taking. I've never once made a blanket statement to say that drug use is a good idea. Never once.
Not that into all drugs.
That's
entirely.
That's what he said. You're harping
right.
on yeah. legalizing drugs and how wonderful they are. He says,
I think
he's
just trying to sum things up quickly.
Well, whatever. Yeah. You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. He says, and this discredits all the good work you're doing for personal freedom. Things like the store, and, well, maybe in your eyes, Roger, but in the eyes of anyone who's ever smoked a joint, I think they would disagree with you. I think those people really appreciate what I've said on the air. He says, things like the story of the non-taxpayer holed up in his property are good and valuable work. I'd very much like to see you stick to issues like this where you're doing a service to the advancement of personal freedom. Well, you know what, Roger? The show's called Free Talk Live because you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. So if you want to cover more issues like that, maybe you should call in on them. That's a crazy idea. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Aaron, Gardner, Robert, all on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Advice is everywhere on how to fight fat, fix fashion faux pas, win on Wall Street, and create culinary delights. But do you know how to zap sap? When I come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, One thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Trace-out deposits aren't part of summer's prettier side. They create ugly stains on your car's finish. Here's a fix. Hold ice cubes over sap lumps for several minutes, then gently push against them with a plastic spatula to break them off. With a soft cloth dipped in a very hot detergent water mixture, rub the residue vigorously. Hose with cool water. When dry, polish the sap spots, then wax your whole car. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some Free Talk Live swag over at store.freetalklive.com. You want Free Talk Live shirts and hats? We've got them. We've also got classic archive DVD collector sets, as well as the free Marketeer flag and free bumper stickers. So see what I mean by heading over and doing your shopping at store.freetalklive.com. Get some cool-looking gear and help support the show. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Robert in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi there. Some of you people are very tiresome.
Oh, you know what, Robert? You're in a bad cell or something like that. Can you say that again?
Single issue people are very tiresome.
Yes, I agree.
Two quick examples. A few years ago, I ran for the board of the community college district, and I went to a candidate forum, and a gentleman, an elderly gentleman in the audience, stood up to ask me a question, and he asked what my position was on capital punishment. And there was a little bit of laughter in the audience, and I said, well, you know, the community college currently isn't executing anyone. So, you know, why do you ask? And he said, I ain't going to vote for nobody who doesn't support the death penalty.
Wow.
And, you know, Mr. 9/11 guy reminds me exactly of that, where somebody has apparently taken the time to become super-duper educated, or so they think, on a mm-hmm. particular issue, and anybody who isn't with them on that one issue is bad, you know, yep. on everything.
Arrogant.
Well, he did...
He did throw you a little compliment here and there, but...
Oh, he did.
You know, the other example just came out today. The State Libertarian Party here is pushing a bill in the legislature to actually add a right to privacy in the state constitution. And, well, immediately, who came out to oppose it but the Right to Life groups, because they think that would allow teenagers to have abortions.
I see. I'm surprised the chiefs of police didn't come out on that one, too.
So, you know, it's the single-issue people, to me, and unfortunately there's quite a few libertarians out there who kind of get in that mindset sometimes about, you know, some bizarre treaty of 250 years ago, and that's why everything, you know, is wrong or
whatever.
To be fair,
really, it's not necessarily, I don't think it's fair to say that they're all bad. I think that there's a real need for them in some instances, because they're the ones that have done the research. When you need expertise, you've got to turn to a single-issue person. So, for instance, if you want to get Rob Campia on from the Marijuana Policy Project, he's going to have the information, the statistics on, you know, at his fingertips.
Oh, absolutely.
That issue. You mean the ones that are pushing it? You mean the ones that are...
I'm just saying that the ones who judge you know, I don't want my entire totality as a person or a candidate judged by one issue.
I see.
That, you know, life is far more complex, and, you know, there are many things to be decided and many issues, you know, to be faced in today's world. And, you know, I would rather someone, you know, take a look at everything instead of just, you know, you're against, you know, giving parking tickets to nuns, therefore you're a bad person.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think that this guy isn't probably as bad as the pro-death penalty guy that you had to deal with at the school board. I mean, that guy was way out of line. You know, standing up and saying, "What do you feel about the death penalty at a school at a college school board meeting?" I mean, you know, he just wanted to bring it up. He wanted you to address some of the issues so that he could rebut them, so that you would address some more. He wanted to get into that debate there, and there was no place for it whatever.
He also wanted to label you.
Yeah,
a good
right.
guy or a bad guy based on that issue.
That's true. You're right.
And I gave a relatively lengthy answer saying, you know, if I were running for the Senate, if I were running for governor, if I were running for, you know, president, I would feel an obligation to tell you. But since the community college currently isn't executing anyone, it's none of your business.
Yeah, he probably thought to himself that you were a coward after saying that, just thinking about his mindset. And I agree with you. I see where you're coming from. And, Robert, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. He's talking about the ones that will shove it down your throat at every possible opportunity, even creating opportunities where they shouldn't be to promote that single issue. Let's continue with the calls to Aaron in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Aaron.
Yeah, after listening tonight's show, or just this last hour, I think I'm going to stop listening to you guys, too, and let me tell you why.
Sure, why is that?
You guys ridicule the 9/11 truthers, and here's an example. You said just 15 minutes ago, you said you wanted your wasted hours back to play video games.
Yeah, I really
that's,
do.
You know, that's ridicule?
And then one of you said that, you know, that the government doesn't do anything right. So, you know, and then you said it doesn't really matter. Then you said it doesn't really matter. Now, what you should do is embrace these truthers and just say, yeah, could have been, and we wouldn't doubt it because the government doesn't do anything right. They didn't protect us.
No. We don't mean right as in right and wrong. We mean right as in correctly.
Marvin Bush was head of security at the WTC.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to name off a bunch of facts. See you later. Thanks for the call. See you by now. 800-259-9231. The same old tired facts over and over. Allegations.
I think we still take that stance. Though, you still take that stance that you don't know what you believe one way or the other. You don't believe the government story. You don't believe the 9/11 truthers. And but, I mean, it's not a 9/11 truth debate show.
Yeah.
That's out there already.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Call them. Talk to them about it.
And listen to them, because they would love to have your listeners.
Because I just don't care.
1-800-259-9231. And, you know, see what he tried to do there? Just blah, blah, blah. Okay, now I've got my podium, and I can blab off the same old crap that we've already rebutted and dealt with on this show. And I'm sure we're offending even more of them now. Go ahead, find another show to listen to. That doesn't bother me.
It's, well, if you want to hear about 9/11, this is not the show
That's
to listen
correct.
To. It isn't.
And if you want to convert us to 9/11 truthers, you're going to fail over and over again. Let's go to Gardner Goldsmith calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Gardner.
Greetings, gentlemen. Good job.
How does it feel to be on the air with the most arrogant talk show host in the industry?
I'm honored. I'm very honored. You know, I initially called in, Ian, hearing your voice here, because, you know, I was listening to what you were reading in the email, and I thought to myself, yeah, you know, the one issue people are very difficult to handle, even though it is rewarding to have some people who really concentrate on certain things. And what got me, as you then went into the 9/11 thing, is even when you don't devote enough attention to something, the marijuana thing, they'll say that you're a one-issue person if you don't devote enough time to their issue sometimes. And this isn't something to sort of knock anybody, but it seems like it's the psychology, the way it often works. A lot of people have a lot of special interests, and they concentrate on certain things, and they feel resentment when you don't concentrate on it the way they would wish you to. And I feel the same way about the 9/11 issue and about the marijuana issue as well. The 9/11 thing, I don't know how I'm going to find out the truth. I've had a lot of people try to give it to me, and I'm still uncertain. There are a lot of questions, but, you know, it's going to take away from my time concentrating on other things to defend liberty if I just strictly talk about that.
Totally.
Yeah.
And talking about the 9/11 issue doesn't do zilch to advance liberty. It does is essentially paints one particular administration with a black brush. I mean, it essentially, yes, these are evil men. They worship Satan around the altar of the Bohemian Grove and sacrifice babies, and they were behind 9/11 and Marvin Bush and blah, 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 blah. You know, all it does is it makes this one administration look bad and doesn't say anything about government in general. It doesn't say anything about how bad government is and how terrible they are at doing things. And the last call, Aaron got it wrong. He thought I was saying, apparently he heard us say government doesn't do things right, or I think Wayne, you said that earlier, and he misinterpreted that. Government doesn't do things well. They don't, that's what you meant by right, not right and wrong. Yes, of course it would be wrong to blow up a building, regardless of who was behind it. We're suggesting government can't handle the tasks that they're given to do in normal life. They can't keep drugs out of prisons. They can't deliver the mail on time. How on earth could they be expected to keep this massive, create and construct and keep secret this massive conspiracy. It's ludicrous to believe.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, there are so many things to have to get into, and I know that a lot of people can misconstrue things or whatever. If they think that you've gone too lightly on something, then they think that you're not concentrating on something. But, you know, you only have a certain amount of time a day to talk about an issue.
Sure.
And there are a lot of other folks who are concentrating on these things. And sometimes you do get so wound up in something that you can't concentrate on a lot of those major stories that are out there. And that's not to say that we don't want wrongdoers in our government to be held accountable. But
I agree.
Sometimes you're just not going to know, or if you try to find out more, you're going to not be able to watch out against the other things.
Well, you know what, Gardner? You've touched on one of the other absurdities of the truthers, the conspiracy theorists. They believe that the Illuminati and everything are behind the government,
well,
that they control the government.
Some do, some don't, and it's,
many of them do.
This is the thing, the vagaries of it all.
Well, and many of them do believe that, and so they're asking for the government to prosecute itself. They're saying, these people should be brought up on charges, but then they realize they're asking for the controlled government to prosecute itself. I mean, it doesn't follow. Garth, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate hearing from you. And come on and be on the show one of these days. We would really appreciate that as well. Good night, sir. 800-259-9231. Hour 3's coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. A dead pot activist on the way.
DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronic. Photo. Cell phone. Office product. Home and garden. Bed and bath. Furniture. Kitchen. Pet supplies. Automotive. Hardware. Apparel. Shoes. Jewelry. Grocery. Healthcare. Sports and outdoors. Toys. Games. Used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. A great deal. Delivery to your door. And a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.